This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, this is a patriot. Yeah. I love it.
America first.
Yeah.
Lakewood Ranch resident. That makes this also a Florida man story.
But a good one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Doug Hay. He's almost 70 years old, but that doesn't matter. When he saw a bird that needed his assistant because his assistance because that was a bald eagle.
Oh.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Now we're talking.
Which should have, you know, we should have reverence.
Yep.
And he does. When the incident happened, he and his wife were in their living room, heard a loud noise. They quickly realized an eagle had fallen into the lake in their backyard and it was struggling in the water. Now, he loves animals. And, you know, he figured the eagle might be, you know, harmed and maybe can't swim or can't get out of there. And then he was also concerned that there's a gator that lives in them there waters.
I mean, it's Florida and there's water.
Yeah.
There's gators.
He saw another eagle circling. He figured maybe the two had been kind of fighting each other. One of them fell in the water like they had a midair fight. And so, hey, did what any good God-fearing American would do.
What's that?
He tore off his shirt and his shoes and dove into the water. Of course, he tossed his phone aside just in time.
Well, that's
right
smart.
Before, yeah,
those are expensive.
His wife picked up the phone and then filmed the entire rescue. It shows Hay swimming toward the shore while pulling the bird along behind him. You could tell he was very gentle with the eagle, and the eagle appeared to be like in shock.
Yeah,
because normally they wouldn't like let you rescue them.
They can hurt you.
And hey, also remembering, oh yeah, yeah, there's a 7-foot alligator that lives in the lake. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, that gave him, well, a sense of urgency.
Maybe inspiration, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
And he kept his focus on rescuing the bird, getting out of water with the bird safely, and saved what has been our national symbol since 1782.
That's awesome. A good Florida man story. We don't get those a lot.
No.
I mean, usually, we know.
Later, the bird was transferred to the Wildlife Center of Southwest Florida, where it is recovering from a wound near its thoracic cavity, which, you know, that can be serious.
Yeah.
The eagle will later undergo physical therapy to get it flying again. Can you do this? No. Okay, don't do that. Can you do this?
Hey, Bob.
Can you do the chicken wing?
Yeah, see, I was going to say this is radio. They can't see that you're actually doing
a chicken wing?
A chicken wing thing, yeah.
They're in their minds, I think everybody was seeing the same thing.
They probably
physical
were.
Therapy, you know.
Yeah.
They get it.
We've all been there, done that.